بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سليمان خالد بن الوليد رضي الله عنه قال لقد انقطعت في يدي يوم مؤتة 9 أسياف فما بقي في يدي إلا صفيحة يمانية. رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو سليمان خالد بن الوليد رضي الله عنه narrates that 9 swords were broken in my hand in the battle of Mu'tah, and only one small Yemeni sword remained with me. The battle of Mu'tah had taken place in the 8th year after Hijrah. And this was a beautiful example of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, the bravery that they had, they demonstrated, that the love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they had demonstrated. What has happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent Harith ibn Amir radiallahu anhu with a letter inviting the Persian king to Islam. So now what had happened was he sent him. So now what had happened is en route a person by the name of Sharahbil, he was, let's put it to you this way, that he was the viceroy. He had Syria at that time, and Syria was Sham, what we know as Sham, what we know as Syria, was under the Roman power at that time. The Roman superpower at that time, so Syria was under the Roman superpower. And the leader of the Roman superpower, under him was the person by the name of Sharahbil. So en route, what the Sharahbil had done was he got this Sahabi by the name of Haris ibn Amir radiallahu anhu tied up, and he now sent him to this ruler, to the Hakim of Sham. And when he was taken there by a place called Busra, he was killed and he was assassinated. Now against international law, it was an understood thing that you don't kill an Elchi. Elchi is an Urdu word for an envoy. You don't kill the ambassador, you don't kill the envoy. This is not something that is done. All he's doing is carrying a message on behalf of somebody else. If you got a problem, you take it up with the person that you got a problem with. You don't ever kill the messenger, you don't shoot the messenger. So what they had done here was they had killed the messenger. This person that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent with a letter. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't take this lightly. This was something that was very, very serious. Now you can imagine the Sahaba, that they were there in Medina Sharif. All round there was attacks, there was problems, there was concerns that were coming in, the safety. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on this occasion, he stood very firm like he would always. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made tashkil, and 3,000 Sahaba got ready to go and fight these people who had murdered the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So en route they were going, and what these people had done from Syria, they had prepared 100,000 force. And now from Rome, at that time it was under Hercules, so he had also prepared 100,000 fully clad, fully armed. So now we see that there was an army of 200,000, and what they were facing, 3,000 Sahaba only. When Sahaba came to know this, they stopped at one place and they decided, let's make Mashura, what should we do? Should we go back or should we take on this enemy? Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, on this occasion he addressed the Sahaba and he tells them that what is the matter with you? That shahadat is the thing that you're looking for, desiring. Why should you now go back? This was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sent to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he gave a lot of targheeb to the Sahaba. And like that, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending them off also, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said something very unique. He said that there are 3 people I'm appointing as Amir. The first person is Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. And Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu was not an ordinary person. He was very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had a very close bond. And this was the style for deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his family and his close people forward. It wasn't such a thing as we got today, this person is my contact, let me put somebody else. It's a dangerous job, put somebody else. How can I put my own family members? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his own family first because of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he becomes shaheed, then Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu will be the Amir. And Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu was very, very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such an extent that when Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu had returned from Abyssinia, when he had come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time had just won the battle of Khaybar. Khaybar was the battle against the Jews, and they had won it, and it was a great victory for the Muslims. It gave, because the Jews at that time for a long period of time were troubling and making it very difficult for the Muslims. So it was a great victory for the Muslims. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was elated and excited. And when he seen Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu returning and coming, and just at that time, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the statement that I don't know whether the coming of Jafar radiallahu anhu makes me more happy or whether winning Khaybar makes me more happy. I'm so happy to see my cousin. And just a very short while after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is making him the Amir, knowing full well that he'll become shaheed. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if he becomes shaheed, then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu will be the Amir. And if he becomes shaheed, then from amongst the Muslims, anyone that is suitable can be the Amir. So there was a Jewish alim at that time that was listening to this whole thing. So he came up to Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, and he told him that, you know, in the time of the Bani Israel, if any Nabi would have to say this, he was actually a prediction that the person is going to die. So therefore it means that you are going to die, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, if he is a true Nabi. So he put it in a very sly way to him, that if he is a true Nabi, it means you are going to die. So either way, you got a problem. And what did he say? He replied, he said, Wallahi, I take an oath in Allah that he is a true Nabi. In other words, I'm not afraid to die. And I'm not afraid to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this battle that had taken place, so Sahaba still proceeded and they went. So the first person to become shaheed was Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. He went in the thick of the enemy without any fear. And then Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu, he takes the flag in his right hand. His right hand is chopped off and he carries the flag of Islam in his left hand. Left hand is chopped off. He tries to hold it with his bosom and still fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he is become shaheed. It comes in the kitab that when they inspected his body, over 90 wounds only on the front side. Front side means he didn't retract at all. He was only moving forward. Different wounds. Spear wounds, arrow wounds, sword wounds, but all on the front side, 90 wounds. So therefore, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah Pak has given him wings in Jannat in which he is racing with the Malaika. Because of this fact that he lost both his hands, Allah Pak replaced it with two wings in Jannah, Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu. Anyway, the third person was Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. Now he becomes, he takes the flag, he is the Amir, and he also fights vociferously, and he also becomes shaheed. Allah Pak had made it such that this battle had opened up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While he was in Medina Sharif, he could see what was happening, and he was giving live commentary to Sahaba that this is what is happening. This time Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha has become shaheed, Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that now a sword from the, amongst the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the flag. In other words, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. So this is what this hadith is referring to. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu says that 9 swords broke in my hand in the battle of Mu'tah, and only one small Yemeni sword remained with me. In other words, that one sword after the other sword after the other sword broke, but he continued to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What eventually happened in this battle is he strategized and he shifted the flanks around. From the right he moved to the left. The left, people on the left came to the right. People that were in the front, they moved to the back. People on the back moved to the front. And he just changed the way that they were formed. The formations he changed. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. When the enemy had seen this, they thought to themselves that reinforcement had come in. So they had lost courage. Firstly with the bravery of Sahaba, and then with the new strategy that they had employed. So immediately now they also had lost courage, and the Muslims had killed many, many of them. When he had seen how so many of them were killed, now they had taken a decision that let us go back to Madinah Sharif. So this was the battle of Mu'tah. Anyway, one lesson we learn from here is that when it comes to deen, we should put ourselves forward first. Put our families forward. Don't leave it such that others must do it. Why must we do it? When it comes to the khidmat of deen, we must be first. We see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put his own family first. And then the next thing we learn from here is when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be brave. If somebody just looked at it and saw 3,000 versus 200,000, what would we have said today? That this is irresponsible behavior. This is reckless behavior. How many things we would have said against this? But look at Sahaba. They don't care. This is the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will do it at all costs. If we become shaheed, we become shaheed. But this is something that we don't fright. A believer is one that is not frightened. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.